It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton. This program is underwritten by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. More information and their rosary recording with Vince Scully is available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. And by New Day Addiction Center. More information about their faith-based programs, personalized counseling and treatments is available at newdaynetwork.org.
As we continue the Advent season and close in on Christmas, I wish you a Merry Christmas to your family. As we get started here this week on Catholic Sports Weekly, I'm Will Hampton, proud to be your host, proud to be part of the family here at Catholic Radio Indy. The Catholic Athletes for Christ are one of our underwriters here at Catholic Sports Weekly, but also New Day Network. They are an addiction counseling center. At New Day, they're beginning a new residential program January 2nd. For more information on that, contact newdaynetwork.org. Well, there's just two games left for Chuck Pagano and the Colts. I hate to say that, but of course, the official word is not there yet. You know, my prayers are that Chuck gets a chance and keeps coaching this team, but I'm maybe the only guy in Indianapolis feeling that way right now, other than Chuck's and his family. But I do extend my best wishes to his family as they go through this very tough time, and the Colts as they kind of close this season. They're at Baltimore this Saturday. They play a Saturday game at 4:30, and then they're home for the final game, Houston, on New Year's Eve. Jim Ganley's anniversary, right? New Year's Eve. They've lost five in a row, and that'll be their last home game on New Year's Eve. And just really not very fun right now to be a Colts fan.
He's talking about the Colts, not the Ganleys, losing five in a row.
Yeah, you guys have won 51 in a row, right? Is that what it is?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jim, for jumping in there. And happy anniversary to you and your bride.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, the playoff picture, if you're heading into this week's games, For the NFL, I know a lot of people love this time of year because we're kind of dialing in who's in and who's out. And this show is a little tough because we do tape the show early in the week, and there are Thursday games. But in the AFC, if the playoffs were held today, in would be the Patriots, the Steelers, the Jaguars, the Chiefs, Titans, and the Buffalo Bills. How neat would that be if Buffalo holds on and gets in the playoffs? I'd love that. And in the NFC, it's the Eagles, the Vikings, Rams, Saints, Panthers, and the Falcons. Turning our attention to college football, the bowl season, of course, is upon us, but you probably already know this. We already have a national champion in our state. The Catholic University, St. Francis out of Fort Wayne, won the NAIA National Championship again this year. They just won it the other day. It's now two in a row. What a season. And Coach Kevin Donnelly now joins us here on Catholic Sports Weekly. Coach, congratulations. Another win for the Cougars. Pretty special, huh?
Very special, Will. Winning it the first time was something really special. And to do it back-to-back, wow. You know, that's kind of a dream come true. And what a tribute to our senior class.
Yeah, I mean, this team, to win, I think, what is now, 23 straight games over the last couple of years, and I didn't realize this till I looked into it, this 14-0 season, this is your first undefeated season as a head coach, and this is only, what, your 39th season?
Yeah.
So that's really...
39th, finally got one.
That's hard to believe it's been that long.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had two national title teams before. One at Georgetown in 91, we were 13-1, and then last year's team, we were 13-1. So this year we ran the table. We have had 9 or 10 regular undefeated seasons, but this is the first one we saw it through to the end. So I'm very, very thankful for that.
I know you have a great quarterback who's right here in our backyard, Nick Ferrar. He is the kid out of Westfield. And has had a remarkable season at St. Francis, hasn't he? And not season, but really career.
Well, he has had an unbelievable career. He's an unbelievable talent. He is an unbelievable person. Can't say enough about Nick Ferrer. Whatever he chooses to do in life, he will be successful. He is a winner. He has a passion to be the best in whatever he does. He's a young man of integrity, and he's a first-class young man.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Kevin Donnelly, the head coach of University of St. Francis, NAIA national champs for the second straight year. You're like, you talk about Nick, and just now, how many seniors will you lose? And I guess everybody wants to know, can you do it again? Can you get the three-peat? But will you lose a lot, or how hard will it be to be a good football team again next year?
Well, we'll be a good football team. It's hard to replace a Nick Ferrer.
Yeah.
I think, graduated 22 seniors a year ago, so we had some guys step up. I think we've got 20 seniors that graduate this year. So, you know, we've got to have a lot of folks step up into extremely key roles. So, you know, we're going to give it our best shot. We're going to enjoy this one for as long as we can. But, you know, this is almost a year-round process. So everybody gets the Christmas season off, and we get back in classes here in mid-January. And then the process begins. You know, it goes from winter strength and conditioning to spring football to summer strength and conditioning to preseason camp. And, you know, it is a process. It goes from day to day, practice to practice, game to game. And, you know, it's a long gauntlet of things that these kids have to go through.
Yeah.
So it takes tough people that are disciplined and are willing to take on a challenge to do the things necessary to be a champion.
Of course, St. Francis, a Catholic university. How much of a role does the faith play with your team and with the athletic program as a whole?
Well, it's a big deal. We have a kind of a simple formula here that we build character plus process equals positive result. And, you know, our Catholic faith is part of the character building process. You know, it's about integrity, being the person that you aspire to be. It's about being accountable for your responsibility and doing your job, doing the right things. And we hold people accountable for everything from the classroom to off the field to on the field. And the Catholic faith is a big, big part of that. We had some of our sisters and our president and our team chaplain all with us on the trip. But it's good to have spiritual support and growth because that's part of the character building process.
Well, I think you guys have set the standard as far as kids who you are recruiting expect that, don't they? They probably want that as they're looking into your school, right?
Well, I think they, in making the final choice for college, I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, everybody wants to win, all that sort of thing. But, you know, this is a life-building process through football. And I think, you know, you've got to want that. If you're looking for an easy way out, if you're looking to cut corners, this is not the place for you. I think the thing that we have done very well is we have been able to teach young men to be the best, maximize the performance, become the best people they can be in all phases of their life. So, you know, the faith is why I'm there. I fell in love with USF when I came here in spring of '97 to start a football program. I had worked in state universities and other private schools, other denominations, and when I came here, I fell in love with reconnecting with my Catholic heritage and being with the sisters, and that environment was home for me that I never wanted to leave again. And I thought, you know, I'm going to do the best I possibly can of building something here that represents that university well. In making our football program something that's positive and that it can be proud of.
Yeah, well, you've certainly done that. Kevin Donnelly, head coach of St. Francis Cougars, NAIA national champs now for the second straight year. This year has been a magical ride. As we said, you're 14-0, riding and still riding now a 23-game win streak. But a lot of these kids, you know, they know that the NAIA level, it is definitely academics first, you know, most of these kids, I mean, very few NAIA kids get a chance to go on to play any sports after college. Now, Nick might be able to, but they know that. So they're good students too, right? I mean, that's really what you have to recruit students as well as kids that can play football.
Yeah, I think most kids really don't know what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
When they go into college, that's part of the process of the college experience, is finding yourself and what your mission in life is going to be. And I think we do a pretty good job of helping them find that here. I don't think we have many people coming in to make it some minor league for the NFL. I mean, a lot of them have dreams of doing that, but knowing that probably not something that's in the cards. There are a few. We had one last year with Seth Cote. He was in the Cardinals camp for a while. And then Nick this year has had a lot of attention, and we're hoping that he gets invited to play in one of those All-Star games. I forget the name of it now, one in California in January.
Yeah.
So we're hoping he gets in that. We've had some scouts in. I had one from the Buffalo Bills come into practice. It might have been a playoff week. We practice like at 6 a.m. on Wednesday morning so that we don't have class conflicts. It's a heavy class afternoon on Wednesday afternoon, so we go early. And he was in here, and he watched practice, and then he watched film, and then he asked if he could spend some time with me. And he said, I'll be honest with you, I came in here thinking this was a routine stop, and I was going to check it off my list. But he said, that young man is special. Mm-hmm. He said, he's better than what we have planned for us right now. And, you know, I think they're even talking about drafting him. So
wow, that would be awesome.
I know he'll get into camp somewhere.
Yeah. Well, good. And we wish him the best. Of course, he's in our backyard here from Westfield. And Coach, thank you. Enjoy this. I'm sure you have, and you will continue. Daytona in December is a pretty good place to be, right? You'd like to go back.
it sure is. They do a wonderful job down there. Making it a true bowl experience for our players, and we appreciate that.
All right. Well, Kevin Donnelly, head coach of University of St. Francis, NAIA national champs. Congratulations, Coach, and you have a Merry Christmas, you and your family.
You too, Will. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue here with Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
Underwriting is provided by New Day Addiction Counseling Center in Indianapolis, offering faith-based programs, personalized counseling, and treatment aimed to help people experience lifelong transformation. Their team of licensed professionals and ordained clergy are dedicated to leading people out of the grip of addiction and into a lifestyle which reflects a positive spiritual new life. Information is available at 317-291-1967 or at newdaynetwork.org.
This is Archbishop Charles Thompson. On behalf of the Catholic Archdiocese of Indianapolis, I wish you and your family a very blessed Christmas season. As you reflect on the incarnation of God becoming one like us in all things but sin, through the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, may you and your family be blessed by spending time together and worshiping together. During this holy season, as Pope Francis encourages us, may we seek to cultivate a culture of accompaniment, dialogue, encounter, and mercy for all people. Blessed Christmas and New Year to all.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. And, of course, this show is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ and the New Day Network. Our college basketball, let's just say basketball analyst is Todd Licklider. You cover it all, right, from CYO all the way through the pros, Coach, right?
Thankfully, yeah. through the course of my career, I've been involved in at every level and have enjoyed it immensely.
Yep.
And for a guy who, I don't know if, it's because I'm in Indiana that I love basketball, or I love basketball and I'm just thankful to be in Indiana. But either way, it's a it's a blessing.
Well, we're glad to have Todd Licklider as part of our team here on Catholic Sports Weekly, and there's a lot to talk about, of course, as we go into the Christmas season, and then it's conference seasons. I think that's Christmas season, and then that kind of is the beginning of conference basketball. But let's look back at a couple of things that happened here recently. Of course, here in Indianapolis, the big Crossroads Classic, IU beat Notre Dame, and Purdue handled Butler. Overall, what do you take from those teams and those kind of games? That IU Notre Dame game was crazy at the end. The Irish guy, I'm not sure they should have called the foul, but the kid from Notre Dame had a chance to hit just one out of two to win that game, and then IU wins it in overtime. That was just kind of a crazy game, wasn't it?
Well, I think that's why you go and you watch. A long time ago, a guy told me if the supposed best team always won, the game wouldn't be any fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's like if you're in my position as far as just loving the game and everything, you enjoy potential upsets. That's the thing about the NCAA tournament that we loved at Butler. You know, you get in and you get your chance. You're seeded and great, and you get a chance to really make some noise. And I think that's something that the fans love, too.
Mm-hmm.
The first round of the NCAA tournament, I think, is the most popular. So, you know, just watching teams compete and young people trying to figure out ways to win. And, you know, the hard thing is, as a coach, as you know, there's no middle ground. You either elated at the end or really down. And there are some games that it seems almost unfair that you got a loser, but there's so much fun to watch. And I thought the crowd was terrific. It's a really great idea to have the Crossroads Classic in Indianapolis and bring those four schools together.
Yeah, I really like it.
You know, I didn't get to be a part of that, but we had the wooden tradition.
Yep.
When I was at Butler, and we got to play Purdue in that. So, but well-coached teams, fun to watch, and just a great event for the city of Indianapolis and the state.
Yeah, I remember that wooden tradition. One of the neat things, one time I got to emcee a luncheon where John Wooden was there, and I got to have lunch sitting right next to Coach Wooden, and man, that was one of those pinch-me moments, you know. It was like, I can't believe I'm sitting next to John Wooden, you know.
Pinch-me. Yeah, yeah. I got to tell you, when we played in that, we had a nice team that year, and Coach Wooden couldn't make the event, and I got a call that said later that Coach Wooden would like to talk to me, and could I call him? And you can imagine, I thought, oh, come on now, somebody's playing you. And I called, and he didn't pick up the first time, and I called back, and he did, and we probably talked for 15 or 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was somebody that my father, who was a longtime high school coach, really followed and tried to emulate. And so it was quite an honor to speak with Coach. And he talked about our team and that he was impressed with him, which you can imagine.
Yeah.
Makes you feel pretty good. So,
yeah, we could have a whole show just on John Wooden, but let's do that some other time. Hey, IU goes they lose. You were at the game Monday night when IPFW, I guess it's now Purdue Fort Wayne is what they're called, I think, right?
Is that what they call
it? I'm not sure if it's – I don't think – I think it's just Purdue Fort Wayne or Fort Wayne, I think.
Just Fort Wayne.
But they beat IU, and you were there, and that's the second year in a row that they've been able to beat the Hoosiers.
Well, and – I was telling you before, Will, that I thought it was a tough game. Bounce back. You had to be emotionally drained if you're IU, I would think, from just the excitement and being and having to come back against Notre Dame, a big win. And Fort Wayne's a tough team to play. They really do. They move the ball well. All five. There's times when all five guys shoot the three and shoot it well.
Wow.
And John Kaufman's the coach. He does a terrific job. And they've really gotten a strong program established. I remember when they first moved to Division I, we played them, I think, two at Hinkle and one up at Fort Wayne in Allen County, which is the new Coliseum up there,
yep,
which is a great facility.
It is, yeah.
And, you know, I could see then that they were going to make make moves, and they've just done a great job. They're you know, it's not anything to be too down about, considering the circumstances, how good Fort Wayne is. I'm sure that Archie is and the program, you know, took it hard, but it's not like, you know, it's a huge fluke. This Fort Wayne's a good team.
Yeah, they are.
And a good program.
Yeah. We talked also about Purdue. They were in that the classic, and they beat Butler. But, you know, Matt Painter's a guy. I really like Matt Painter. Of course, he's a Muncie guy. Went to Delta, so I get.
I feel, you got that.
I feel
a
connection.
He's a hard guy not to like.
Yeah, but you know what? He's a guy that kind of. He's kind of a guy that a few years ago, you know, there was some talk that he was on the ropes, and to me, he's a great example. If you just stick with a guy, he'll win, and he's a good coach.
Oh, I don't think there's any question, and he's great for Purdue, and they represent the school so well, and. Gosh, they play so hard, you know, and I don't know. I've always had tremendous respect for them. Mm-hmm. I had a little bit more luck when I was playing him, Butler, than I did at Iowa. They were real good, and we were trying to build, so yeah. That was a tough stretch. But, you know, and then Matt played for what I think is a legend in Coach Katie,
yeah.
And coached with him. I just have the utmost respect for Coach Katie, and I think I told you this one time. He mentioned that I should not be so angry on the sidelines or something. One time when he was doing commentary for the Big Ten, I saw him in the summer. I said, "Coach, of all the people to to mention my sideline demeanor, you were kind of tough over there."
Yeah, he was.
He just laughed.
He had the scowl always, you know. There was a Katie scowl.
Then when you meet him, he's the nicest guy in the world. So, yeah. But I think it's a fierce, fierce competitor. And we got to play them my first year at Butler up there when Coach was moving out. I don't think Matt was there yet. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Hey, real quickly, we're kind of – unfortunately, you and I could talk basketball all day, and I hope people enjoy it. But how about Ball State beating Notre Dame? This was a while ago, but what a nice win for that program. And I know you know their coach well, too. And Ball State, would be nice to see them be a consistent winner again. I know they got a win earlier over Valpo, and then they beat Notre Dame. They're doing a nice job. Can you think that that's a program that can continue to grow under their coach?
Well, you know – I think my second year at Marion, we had a really good team, and we went up and played them well.
Oh,
and I told people afterwards, just have a little patience. James is an excellent coach. Jason Grunkemeyer, who is his assistant coach, he's going to be a terrific head coach someday. Somebody needs to get him while they can. He played at Miami of Ohio. Mm-hmm. Jason did, and. They just, I think they're doing it right. They got a good group of guys, and they're believing, and they just keep building. And I don't think there's any question. You know, Ball State's got a terrific tradition and history. And when I was at Eastern Michigan, we had a game in there. It was incredible. We had Earl Boykins and Derek Dial, two NBA guards, and they had Bonzi Wells. I mean, and then when I was at Butler, they had gone out to Maui and were runner-up. And we played them. I think they're in the top 25 when we played them up there. So, yeah, they've got tradition, and they're building. I think if I was a Ball State fan, I'd be – and I am a Ball State fan because of those guys, but I'd be really excited about what the future is going to hold.
Yeah, speaking just of future and the near future as we go into conference season, you looking forward to this season? You think it's pretty wide open as far as college basketball goes on the national level and locally?
It would seem like it to me from what I've seen. And, you know, I'm fortunate. I get to travel around and see teams close up. You know, my good friend Brad Stevens has made it possible for, you know, and Danny Ainge for me to scout for the Celtics. And so I get to see a lot of games. And I don't know. It's exciting. Now, the conference is a little different in that you don't, see, like, the Ball State's going into Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I got to hand it to Mike Bray for,
yeah.
you know, giving him the opportunity. Now, nobody, Ball State might have done themselves in. They may not get that chance anywhere again, but But those things are, to me, are fun to watch when you've got the mids playing the highs. And now it's, you know, now people are pursuing a conference championship, so that gets to be a lot of fun too. So yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Looking forward to Christmas though with my family first. Yep. So yep. As you mentioned, then yep. We'll get to the other.
Enjoy your Christmas with your family and
thank you. You do the same, Will. Yeah, Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Coach, and we'll talk to you here in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great, Will. Take
All right.
care.
That's Todd Licklider, our basketball analyst here on Catholic Sports Weekly. We're gonna take a break and close this week's show right after this. Stay with us.
Underwriting is provided by New Day Addiction Counseling Center in Indianapolis, offering faith-based programs, personalized counseling, and treatment aimed to help people experience lifelong transformation. Their team of licensed professionals and ordained clergy are dedicated to leading people out of the grip of addiction and into a lifestyle which reflects a positive spiritual new life. Information is available at 317-291-1967 or at newdaynetwork.org.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
Hello, I'm Bob Tuypen, Chairman of Catholic Radio. On behalf of myself and my wife, Sharon, I want to thank you for your prayers and financial support that have helped keep this station on the air. May God bless you and your family during this happy and holy time of the year. Please accept my personal wishes that you have a very blessed Christmas season. May the peace of the season that can only come through Jesus Christ be with you now and into the new year.
We are about out of time here on Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. And hey, just a programming note. We're going to take a couple of weeks off here to enjoy the holidays with our family. So we will be back again, I believe it's January 9th, that week, the 8th, January 8th and 9th week. So hope that you enjoy you and yours. Have a good time. Just relax. I know so many of us this time of year, we get caught up in the hustle and bustle of trying to get the perfect gift for the perfect person. Just take a deep breath and enjoy your family because it's fleeting. The kids are here now down the road, you know, where they're going to be spread all around the country. So God bless you. God bless your families. And have a very Merry Christmas from Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton. The program is underwritten by New Day Addiction Center. More information about their faith-based programs, personal counseling, and treatments is available at newdaynetwork.org. And by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. More information and their rosary recording featuring Vince Scully is available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.